So here I am driving home on this wonderful Friday evening. One day I'll actually do a show from the car, just for a chuckle. But until then, this is the Bugcast episode 58.
My love to the colors of speech, peace to the musical conveyors. What goes too small for this world like a layer? What can I say? I guess I even the sweet die. Rest in peace, left eye, that woman miss eye. Kinda wonder why everybody here watching time pass by. So all we've gone, the pioneers to come. Keep it on. I am Beyonce, but you can say my name when they hit you with the blame. It'll keep me in the frame, y'all. For the kids with the thirst for the fame game. Took the fresh stroke flowing through my veins. And everyone's day was falling in the rain. But keep me in the frame, I'll ease your pain. Got a thirst for the fame game. Took the fresh stroke flowing through my stand, the righteous ones fall, taking possession because they gotta have it all. Superpowers need a piece of the pie. They will quit, understand, without a world that don't mean. So manifest today, receive a lot of hype. Nothing in the world beats rocking on the mic. That's why I keep it tight. Alright, I am Beyonce, but you can say my name when they hit you with the blame. Better keep me in the frame, y'all. For the kids with the thirst for the fame game. Check the fresh green flowing through my veins. And everyone's day was falling in the rain. But keep me in the frame, I'll ease your pain. Got a thirst for the fame game. Check the fresh green flowing through my veins.
Blow ya out of the frame.
My name when they hit you with the pain. Keep me in the frame, y'all. For the kids with the thirst for the fame game. Check the fresh moon flowing through my veins. To everyone's day was falling in the rain. But keep me in the frame, I'll ease your pain. Who got a thirst for the fame game? Check the fresh moon flowing through my veins. So baby, say my name. They hit you with the pain. Keep me in the frame, y'all. Who got a thirst for the fame game? Check the fresh moon flowing through my veins. Baby, say my name.
Good evening. It's Saturday the 2nd of May, that's the one. It's about 5 to 9 in the evening and you are listening to the Bugcast episode 58. Thanks for coming along and joining this evening. That first song that you just heard was Cantaloupe and In the Frame. Regular listeners may remember that I played a track by Cantaloupe back on episode 19 called Brotherhood. And what I've done with the remaining tracks for this particular show is I have decided to pick on artists that I've played in the past. And what I tend to do is, when I'm travelling to and from work, I'll often listen to other podcasts. But if I'm close enough to home that I can't, you know, it doesn't warrant starting a new podcast, I'll often go and listen to some of the other tracks that I've got on my phone. Most of the stuff on my phone is Podsafe music that I have previously played. So I end up listening to a lot of the stuff that I've already played before. So what I've done is I've gone through and picked out the ones, God, that was a really good song. And then went and looked for some more of their stuff. And that's what I've done for this particular show. Now, the reason I didn't do a show last week is because my beloved HP laptop, the laptop that I use as the recording machine for my podcasts, it does the recording, it does the broadcasting live, it puts the whole show together, it went pop 2 weeks ago. The upshot of that is that although I have the hard drive in that machine, it's actually currently sitting underneath the desk that I'm currently sat at, the hardware is off at the shop getting fixed. Now, I tried to get my desktop machine set up so that I could do the recording on there. That failed because the sound card in the desktop is shot. I tried setting up my E to do the show. That didn't work for two reasons. The first reason was the even with the microphone cranked right to the top, the recording level was still pretty poor. And also, I tried to compile the software that I normally use for recording this show, which is called IDJC. And although I got it working, I can't get... Sorry, this is getting geeky. I can't get the sound server to run at a high enough priority on the processor, and so it keeps cutting out literally every 2 seconds or so. So that threw that one out of the... out of the equation. So what I'm doing now is I've hijacked my lovely wife's PC, her laptop, and I'm recording the audio for that right now. Now, because my lovely wife has a Windows laptop, the software that I use to do the recording normally is not available for her machine. So I'm having to do what I did back on, oh, was it 32 or 33? Back in October of last year, where I'm going to be recording all of the audio, all of the voice bits, cut them up, put them in sequence with the songs, and then play the whole lot through Winamp, writing out to a file. Oh, dearie me. So if it sounds somewhat detached, you'll know the reason why. Now, I have chased up my laptop and trying to find out where it is, and they said normally it'll take roughly 5 to 10 working days to fix. Now, as of now, we're on, I think, day 4. I think Friday was working day 4. So I have already chased them and said, look, come back to me and let me know how it's going. If the laptop comes back in time, then I will be doing another show. I'll do a live show next week. If that doesn't happen, then I'll probably be doing this piecemeal production of a podcast. So, yes, it's not good. Not good at all. I'm actually more used and prefer to record the show as live. My very first show back in March of last year was done exactly so. The whole thing was done as a single take from end to end. And pretty much every show I have done, out of the 58 that I have now done, only two of them, this one and the one that I did back in October, have not been done in one take. And to be honest with you, I don't like doing it this way because it's a lot... Oh, that was weird. Screen went dim. It's a lot more hard work for me because I can't... I'm not going to know how this sounds until I've finished it. And I don't like doing that. I'd rather do it as I go and know how it's turned out because it's turned out the way I've just heard it. Yeah, I know what I mean. Anyway, so as a direct result of that, and because I don't have my normal laptop and all my usual facilities have kind of gone down the pan, this is going to be a somewhat content-light show. So I do apologise about that.
Strikes with the pen again. She was a nerdy girl, and words were her weapon of choice. So she picked up her guitar and gave it a voice. You know, I'm not the kind to hold a grudge. I sing these things off my chest straight away, and I always keep an appetite for the shit I dish out. So I grab a fork and touche. Touche, yeah. You suggest I surrender. Well, I never knew that there was a war. I came, I saw, I clicked my ruby red heels, and I was out your door. Well, you run a pretty impressive city. I know it can't be easy being green, but you got a bunch of disgruntled munchkins. I'm just the loudest one that you've seen. Because the wicked witch of the west, she already put me through the test. Said, girl, you better change out of the blue gingham dress, cause from here on out it's gonna be a mess. And those damn winged monkeys really freaked us out. They were furious and funky, and the trees laughing through things this way and that. Said, if you ain't get the chop start, you better turn back. The trees laughing through things this way and that. Said, if you ain't get the chop start, you better turn back. For revenge. Well, I hate to break it to you, babe, no one gives a fuck about the wizard in the end. And you want some sympathy, it's hard to sort all the wheat from the chaff. Well, if you don't like wheat, may I kindly suggest you don't build your house in Kansas. The wicked witch of the west, she already put me to the test. Said, girl, better change out of the blue gingham dress, cause from here on out it's gonna be a mess. Those damn winged monkeys really freaked us out. They were furious and funky, and the trees laughing through things this way and that's it. If you ain't get the chop start, you better turn back. The trees laughing through things this way and that's it. If you ain't get the chop start, you better turn
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
You don't know me. finally touch you. Ooh. I can't go on feeling the way I do. I'm so tired of being alone.
That song was Chris DeMarco and I'm Calling You. Chris DeMarco is one of these few people that I have played a number of times on the show. First played him on episode 26 with his song How Can I, which for those of you that do remember, it was very reminiscent of some, you know, early Kajagoogoo stuff. I then followed that immediately on episode 27. Not sure why I did that. I think because he wrote to me as a result of 26, and I thought, okay, I'll chuck another one of his tracks in, with Alive. And then again in on episode 48, which I do believe might have been around Valentine's Day, because he actually wrote to me through his Reverb Nation account and said, for Valentine's Day, I'm giving you this song called It's Inevitable. Yeah, and that was back on episode 48. Yeah, I've listened to quite a bit of Chris DeMarco's stuff, and being somebody who grew up in the 80s, and his music style being very much sort of back there, I really appreciated his music. Prior to that, you heard Alison Tartaglia and Dorothy's Reply. Again, I played Alison Tartaglia track called Let It Go back on episode 29 of the Bugcast. I'm not that well prepared, so I couldn't tell you when that was. But it was Let It Go was a phenomenally quirky song, which I really enjoyed because it had a lot of Tori Amos style in it, with the vocals and the piano and the quirkiness of the whole composition of the track. I would certainly recommend you either go back and listen to it again on episode 29, or pop along to the Podsafe Music Network. I will link to the source in the show notes. I don't know whether you guys know, but if you go to the show notes, What I do with the format of the songs that I've played is it's the artist, which you'll have a link to the artist's website, the track name, and then the word source in brackets. And usually that source will take you directly to the website where I got the track from myself. And certainly in the case of the Podsafe Music Network and Aerial Publicity, you can then listen to some of their tracks immediately from that page. So yeah, have a nosy at that and listen to Let It Go Again. And I'm sure you'll like it. Right. Right, these last few months have been quite challenging for me at work. Now, I'm pretty sure I mentioned a number of times in the past that there have been some big structural changes at work, and up until this point I couldn't really talk about them. I mean, strictly speaking, I probably shouldn't be still be talking about them now, because the fruition of the of this particular change doesn't actually occur until Tuesday. But in a nutshell, the office where I worked for 12 years down in Langley near Slough is closing down. And as part of a result of that, some of the staff from that office are moving to a different office, and some other staff are at risk of redundancy. The way that affects me is that had I still been in that Langley office doing the same job I was doing before, I would have been one of those people at risk of redundancy. Now, some of the people that are down there I've worked with, I mean, two of them have actually been there longer than I have, and I'm very close to celebrating 15 years with that company. So two of those people, I never thought I would outlive them in the company at all. And another guy who was one of, three of my former direct reports are placed at risk. And one of those guys I've worked with probably for, 12, 13 years now. Seeing what the outcome of that's going to be is going to be quite sad. It's a lot of my history, a lot of my friendships tied down in that building, and it will be a shame to see it close down. I am involved in a lot of projects to transfer some of the technology and the knowledge from that building to other parts of the business, but it will certainly be the end of an era in a big way. Those of you that know me personally will know of my history of working in that building. And having come up from somebody who, you know, joined in 1994 as a temp. In fact, it was the day after the first bank holiday in May I walked through the door. So, yeah, probably by the time you read this, it'll be exactly 15 years of me walking through the door of that place. But I didn't become permanent until July of 1994. So that's my official 15-year anniversary of working for that company. And the company's undergone some changes as well. When I joined the company, it had one name. I'm deliberately being evasive as to who it is. You either know or you don't, but for reasons that I can't go into, I can't actually reveal too much about the business. And it then changed to another name in early 2000s. Then the company floated on the stock market and got another name. And then we were acquired by the company that I am currently employed by in 2003, they've undergone a rebrand in the last couple of years. It's been an interesting journey, very interesting journey. But we've had some big structural changes, like I say, that started in February, and as a result of those, our team or department has been joined by a number of others. So there could be some further opportunities there. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And the other big bit of news for me is that for the month of March, I was awarded the Employee of the Month award, which I was absolutely amazed to get. I certainly wasn't expecting it. It's an interesting one, that one, because my team, I'm actually on secondment at the moment officially. But the team that I was seconded out of got the award in February, Now that upset me a tad because I was helping that team out during that time. But I had my little hissy fit and threw my toys at the pram about it. But that lasted all of about, I don't know, half an hour. Over the moon for them, actually ecstatic for them, because they absolutely deserved it, because they've gone through, well, they've been to hell and back, and still going through hell, in fact, because of various changes in the business, and they're doing an absolutely phenomenal job. But for different reasons, I actually got employee of the month for March, which I'm over the moon about. And I've got to say now, and it's not just because some of these people are going to be listening to this, it's not just me. I couldn't have achieved half of what I've done without the help of some fantastic people that I'm working with. My role at the moment is seeing me stretch across three different teams. The team that I'm seconded from, the team that I'm seconded to, and the team that I actually manage, which have stayed with me. And all the members of those teams have been absolutely fantastic. They've been so supportive. And you know, it's so easy to throw away the phrase, you know, I couldn't have done it without you guys, but it's absolutely true. And I will stick by it. I mean, my two guys, the two guys that report into me, Scott and Andy, you know, they put up a lot from me, with a lot from me, because I'm not, I don't give them the time and support that they need, and they do ask me for, because I've got my fingers in so many other pies. So you know, they're an awesome pair of guys, and they're doing a great job at the moment with some other changes that are going on. You know, businesses all over the world, I'm sure, are going through a lot of changes. So we're certainly no different to any other business. But when you're in the thick of it and you're very involved with those changes, it's quite eye opening. Quite a lot of work to do. Never expected it to be quite as tough as it is, but hey-ho. Anyway, enough of waffle. I've had a couple of emails. The first email I got... a week and a half ago, from Mark, from The Random Three. And he says, "Hi Dave, just wanted to say that I particularly like show 57. Of course, I like all the shows, but this was a particularly nice one. Especially the interview with Mark Marshall, who sounds like a fabulous chap. It makes me ashamed not to support Podsafe Music more. And in brackets, although I'm not sure I'd ever be able to listen to enough to in turn select." And that's where that sentence ends. And I don't think it should have ended there. I think what he means was, he's not sure he'd ever be able to listen to enough of it to in turn... to be able to move on to using Podsafe Music. As in, he's not as involved with the Podsafe side as I would be. But that's fair enough. He continues, "I wanted to add, though, that I do like your eclectic music choice, so a definite vote for more of that. I'm not missing rock as such. Thanks for the shout, as always. Ta-ta for now, Mark." Yeah, thanks for that, Mark. I'm blowing my own trumpet a bit, but I do have to say that some of the music choices that I've managed to come up with are extremely good. And again, I can't claim full credit for that, because I couldn't choose the music if the music wasn't out there. And there is some amazing music out there. And I've said this before, I've mentioned it a number of times in various past shows, that the quality of independent and unsigned music is so amazing, it does make you wonder why a lot of it isn't out there in the mainstream. Why some of this stuff isn't at higher positions in the music charts. So yes, thank you very much indeed, Mark. And the second email I actually got yesterday from Colin from the Ouroboros podcast. And he says, "My internet going down has meant that I'm seriously behind with my podcast listening, and therefore have only just got around to listening to episode 57. First off, woohoo, I have an extra listener." I think that was relating to John the Nice Guy, who's just started listening to the show. Again, John, very good to have you along. Because of the show that I did a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago now, going through and detailing some of the podcasts that I listen to, the AMP member podcasts, he's actually gone off and started listening to some of those. I think that's what Colin's referring to. He goes on to say, I pretty much totally agree with you regarding the Easter weekend sci-fi TV. Red Dwarf was as disappointing as I feared it would be. Series 3 to 5 were by far the best, but after that one of the original writers left and the quality seriously dropped. They were trying too hard to make the fanboys happy and not worried enough about making good episodes. The explanation for what's going on in the new three-parter is a reference to a Series 5 episode. I love Doctor Who. Michelle Ryan was excellent, and I love the pretentious ending. Until you mentioned it, I hadn't thought about the Four Knox thing, but of course, now it's blindingly obvious. Off now to put together a random three playlist. Colin. Yeah, again, thank you very much indeed, Colin. I'm sure Mark will be overjoyed to know that you're going to be putting a random three together. So I will really look forward to hearing that one. Yeah, Michelle Ryan, I think you could put her in any in any situation and she'll come out on top. That was a Freudian slip. I actually really enjoyed her in Jimmy Nesbitt. Jekyll. I thought she did really well in that. In Jekyll, I actually likened her very much to Julia Stiles in the Bourne trilogy, her role in that. And of course, Julia Stiles, she's another one of these. You could put her in absolutely anything and she'll still look gorgeous. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much indeed for that, Colin. Colin, actually, I need a favour from you, but I will drop you an email about that. I need you to record me a very short audio piece. Oh, bless you. even though she's in another room, she's still going to be involved in the show. Right, that's it. Fair enough. Enough of talking. We're going to go on to some more music. This track is by Jesse Hamilton and it's called Sands of Time.
Turn back the hands of time. Would it You're listening to the Bugcast, with no bugs in it and a cast of one. Was ever a podcast more wrongly named?
Smart brother with an afro, like a halo round his head. Still march to the rhythm of a hero, hate be dead. Hurt his skin in the gutter, call a damn good woman a bitch. Says, how we gonna get a little further, or when you're scratching that same old itch? Baby, if I reach, where do you wanna reach for what the world can teach? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He says, my ignorance is bliss. There's not a thing I miss by listening to this hymn that you sing.
I don't wanna know.
That last track was by Ola Onabule and was called Never Known. Now, out of all the five tracks that I've played this evening, Ola Onabule is the oldest. No, can't say that, can I? I first played him The Furthest Time Ago, which was back on episode 12 when I played a track of his called Soul Town. Awesome piece of soul music, and this one was also, excuse me, also fantastic. And before that, like I said, you had Jessie Hamilton and Sands of Time. Now, I last played her back on episode 35. I think I also repeated that on episode 50, the Golden Podiversary edition. With I'll Cry For You. Fantastic track. I actually misplaced? No. I placed her incorrectly on episode 50, and I made the comment at the time, but I thought I'd let it fly. I put, I mentioned in the episode 50 spiel that she was one of the aerial publicity sourced songs. I'd just gone off on one about how wonderful aerial publicity was and the good quality of it, and for them to be support or to be representing artists as good as Jessie Hamilton, but unfortunately, it wasn't an aerial publicity track. Still, regardless, I mean, you know, listen to I'll Cry For You again if you get the opportunity to. And this one, that Sands of Time, that I've just played, was also an absolutely fantastic track. And I'm definitely going to, I think with all five of these artists that I've played today, I'm actually going to investigate and maybe even buy their albums, because they're very, very good quality tracks. And like I said a few weeks ago about supporting independent artists, there's playing them and there's supporting them. And playing them is the first step, you know, making other people aware of them so they could support them. But I think it's only fair that, you know, if I enjoy these artists, I should go out and buy the albums myself, do you know? I think so far, I've only actually bought, one album of an artist that I've played. That was the Mark Marshall track. The Anyone's Guess one, they actually sent that to me, El Gratis, which I'm extremely grateful for, but as I say, I can't put that down as one that I've actually supported them. They more supported me. Bless their cotton socks. Anyway, I think that's it for tonight's show. I'm going to spend some time and try and get the show a little bit... try and get the show put together before I go to bed. It's now at 9:15. I've got to then take this file, which has been going for 23 minutes, pull it apart... put it in between all the other tracks, and then get Winamp to do its stuff. I have to say, though, just to get one more geeky comment in, I really do not want to go back to Windows. I think I've got myself so embedded in Linux that... No, shut up now. Right, next week, episode 59 of the Bugcast will be on or around Friday the 8th of April. Now, I don't know if it's going to be live. Like I said to you earlier on, it really depends on whether my primary laptop is back or not. If it isn't, then it will be a recorded podcast, and I cannot guarantee that it will be ready for the Friday night. That really depends on how much planning I do in advance to get the show ready, and also whether I can get it recorded on the Friday night or not. But if the laptop is back in time, then it will be live, and I'll drop... messages on Twitter, Facebook, and my LiveJournal account when I know for certain. In the meantime, if you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so in a number of ways. You can visit the Bugcast drop at drop.io/thebugcast, and you can also send an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. And for both of those, you can send me positive music, voice comments, textual comments, positive, negative, praise, complaints, anything you like at all. And you can also head along to the website at www.thebugcast.org for the show notes, the links to the artists for the music I've played, links to the music sources for the where I got the music from. And in all cases, the songs this week have come from the Podsafe Music Network, which you can reach at podsafemusicnetwork.com. I'm not able to play the outro music as I'm talking at the moment, so there will be a little bit of a a build-up to it. I do apologise for that. But anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening. More than anything, thanks for being patient with me while I've got these technical issues. And I really do hope that before long we'll be back to normal, doing some live shows and basically making more of a codge up than I normally do. But anyway, until next week, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.